How's your being out of school been? Good? Good? He did whatever, it's his fault, right? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Tonight we're going to continue our study in the power of His Word. Hallelujah. Our text tonight is found in Ezekiel chapter 12, verse number 25. The Word of God says, "For I am the Lord, I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall come to pass. It shall be no more prolonged, for in your days, O rebellious house, will I say the word, and I will perform it, saith the Lord God." Amen. So when I'm looking at this, the first thing the Lord wants to get in our hearts today is His word is speaking. His word is speaking. One thing about His word speaking is it takes us listening, you know, having ears to hear. Let us hear what the Spirit has to say to us, the church, the body of Christ. In Ezekiel chapter 43, the Father speaks about His glory. I think I'm pretty excited that this is a foreshadow of things to come. In verse number 4, it says, "And the glory of the Lord came into the house by the way of the gate, whose prospect is toward the east. So the Spirit took me up and brought me into the inner court, and behold, the glory of the Lord filled the house. And I heard Him speaking unto me." Amen. "Out of the house. And He said to me, Son of man, the place of my throne and the place of the soles of my feet, where I dwell in the midst of the children of Israel forever, and my holy name shall the house of Israel no more defile, neither they nor their kings by their whoredom, nor by the carcasses of their kings in their high places." In other words, He is a holy God. He's speaking. And as you know, the Bible says that He takes us from glory to glory by His Spirit. And even in the midst of the glory, amen, there is a voice and He has something to say. You have something to write with? Okay. You know, when I think of it, His word is speaking. We see the glory of the Lord. We also see the greatness. Amen? The greatness. And we serve a great and mighty God. And the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 3, he says, "Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus a curse, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost." So one of the things the Father was saying to me is the Word speaks to us, but the Word also speaks His greatness in us. Amen? And when he's speaking to us the word, and it resonates in us, then it'll be manifested outwardly, and it'll be spoken through us. Amen? Remember, we're looking at the power of his word. So when I look at this, I look at the goodness of the Lord. Man, I'm so grateful for his goodness, for his mercy, for his grace. I mean, he has been so, so good to me. Amen. Yes, Dusty.
He's good, good Father.
Yes, he is. You know, I was reminded in Ephesians 5, verse number 18, the Apostle Paul says this. He says, "And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts unto the Lord, and giving thanks always for all things unto God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ." One of the things that I'm really thankful for as God speaks his word to us and it resonates in us, then all of a sudden we can't help but sing a song unto the Lord. Amen? All of a sudden it bubbles up inside. It's refreshing. Today, this morning I was blessed. My regular routine, I went to run at the park, and when I got to the park this morning, my son was there waiting for me. So we got to run together today. Amen. And that was fun. Amen. But the reason I say that is because the Lord had put his word in me and in him. And then we got to reflect and talk about the Lord as we're running. Amen. And so... it was really refreshing. Amen? So one of the things the Father wants to say to us first is, hey, first, his word is speaking. The word that I shall speak. We find the glory of the word, the greatness of his word, and the goodness of his word. One of the things also he said in our text tonight, his word is sure. His word is sure. He said, "I'll speak the word and it shall come to pass." He didn't say maybe. He didn't say perhaps. He says it's a sure thing. Amen? So when we're hearing the word of God and God's speaking his word, that's one of the things that we can stand on, his promises, and we know that all the promises of God in him are yes and amen. So as we're looking at his word, he's speaking, and we know his word is sure. To reflect upon this, we're going to look at his promises in 1 Kings. Chapter 8, verse 56. We have Solomon here. And the word of God says this. He says, "Blessed be the Lord that have given rest unto his people Israel." He gives his beloved rest. How many are resting in the Lord? You know, if you're not resting in the Lord, you're missing it. All right? He says, "His people Israel, according to all that he had promised, there have not failed one word of all of his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses, his servant." Not one word failed. Amen? So when I look at that, and you know, if faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, and my faith's being increased, man, one of the things that the Lord wants to get in my heart is that when he speaks, it shall come to pass, that it is sure. It's a sure thing. Look to your neighbor and say, what the Lord is speaking,
the Lord speaking,
is a sure thing. Amen. And I need a sure thing. I don't need a maybe. I don't need a perhaps. I don't know about you, but I need something strong to stand on. Amen. You two getting along?
She ain't listening.
Extend your hand back to her and say, ears open in Jesus' name. It's okay. You know, one of the things we find in his promises is if we're believing in the promises of God, we got to fulfill, it's his purpose for our lives. Amen? That God, he says, for I know the plans that I think towards you, says the Lord, plans for good and not for evil, plans to give you hope and an expected end. Amen? So in Matthew chapter 5, we're looking at purpose. His purpose. Verse number 17. Jesus said this. He said, think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. And whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Amen? In other words, this is the book is for all of us. We're a New Testament church, but he's the Genesis to Revelations God. Amen? We might not have to do the sacrifices and so forth, but everything is written for purpose and reason. Amen? It's the whole book. So we find that, you know, his promises, and we have his purpose for our lives, and we find that in his providence. And if you look with me in Luke chapter 21, verse number 33, Jesus said this. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Amen? So God has a plan. When he is speaking, what he says shall come to pass. Amen? You know, I can't skip and choose which one I want to hold on to. It's all the whole book. Amen? You know, one of the things that he says, and it shall come to pass, we have the third point we see is the word is seen. The word is seen. He said, and I will perform it. It is seen, that he will do it. I find a warning. The prophet Joel warned in Joel chapter 2. Joel 2, verse number 1. He said this. He said, the coming of the day of the Lord. The Lord is near, is nigh, is close. He said, blow ye the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. It's near. Amen? So the trumpet will sound, and we're close, we're at the end. So he's telling us that he gives us warning in his word that he'll perform everything that he said he would do, the good and the bad. You know, Right now, we're in a season of grace, but one day he's returning as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, as judge. And I thank God for his grace and his mercy. I thank God for his love. I thank God for each and every one of you. I think that we have to take the word and we have to allow it to be applied to our hearts and lives, you know. Without application, there's nothing transformed. There's nothing changed. There's the warning. So it gives us the wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, give wisdom with all your getting, get understanding. We find in Luke chapter 12. Verse number 16. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there I will bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God. You know that Jesus made it simple and plain. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things should be added unto you. Amen. He desires us to be blessed and be in favor. But one thing I find in the Bible, Jesus said this, and this always gets me and brings me back to earth. Jesus said, it is easier for a camel to go through an eye of a needle than a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. I don't know about you. If you see a picture of a camel and you see a needle, that's how much money as temptation. That's how much comes with it. You know? God wants us to have. I think God wants us to be blessed to be a blessing. I think that we just can't outgive God. You know, if we're just stacking it up, we're stacking up our riches where the rust and the moth corrupt and eat. God says, as he gives, give unto others. God, give and it shall be given back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shake together, and running over. You know? So I'm probably not one of your biggest prosperity message preachers. Because what I think prosperity is what the Word of God says. He says, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. If your soul prospers, your health prospers. If your health prospers, your wealth prospers. Because if your health isn't prospering, you're going to spend your wealth on your health. Hello? Now, that doesn't mean God doesn't want you blessed. Amen? So he tells us to be the watching. I have here in John chapter 1, and one of the things the Lord was speaking to my heart about was the word and the glory. And one of the things that he spoke to my heart about, and in John chapter 1, verse number 12, he says this, but as many as received him, speaking about Jesus, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And then he says this, and the word was made flesh, and it dwelt among us. We beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. You know, so what we're doing, we're speaking the power of the word, the power of the word that he is speaking about here is the word is speaking, his word is sure, his word is seen, His word actually was manifested. It became flesh, and they beheld it. Amen. I don't know if you ever really get that revelation and that understanding. And when the Lord showed that to me, you know, even in the beginning, the word was spoken, and it's traveling through time, and all of a sudden it's in the airways, and all of a sudden it becomes. All right? It becomes Christ, and He dwells among us. The word becomes flesh, and we beheld the glory of the only begotten, full of grace and truth. So He tells us, He gives us also, so we have the warning, the wisdom, the watching. So He says, let's not be rebellious. Amen. In Psalms 68, verse number 6, the psalmist says this: God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains. But the rebellious dwell in a dry land. Amen? Amen? So what I'm saying is, what the Lord is saying, He is speaking His word. His word is sure. When we allow it to go to work in our life, it's being manifested and it's seen. That way we can follow what Jesus said. We can let our light so shine before men that they see our good works and give our Father in heaven all the glory. Amen? God has a purpose and a plan for every heart and every life. Each and every one of you are chosen by the Lord. Amen? All of us are on a journey. Nobody's arrived yet. Amen? But I wouldn't take nothing for the journey. You know, I constantly am in a state of learning. I learned something. Most of the things I learn in life, I wish I could learn in a different measure, but most of my things I learn in life, I learn from my mistakes. Anybody else learning from the mistakes? If you don't learn from the mistake, you'll just continue doing it and it won't benefit you or anyone else. So can we all just stand? Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Can we lift our hands to heaven? Father, we're so grateful for your word. We're so grateful that you sent it to us tonight, Father God, and your word has power. It has power for us to be transformed, renewed, to be refreshed, Father God. But your word says your word comes by hearing. Hearing, Father God. And as this word went forth tonight, Father God, may we reflect upon it. May we deposit it in our hearts and lives, Father God. And may we run and not grow weary. May we walk and not faint. Because our hope and our trust is in you. I thank you for your children that have gathered here tonight, Father God. And I pray your divine blessings upon them. You see each and every need that's represented in this house, Father God. Nothing goes past your notice, Father God. And I pray that you meet every brother and sister right where they're at. And Father God, help them in whatever they're going through, Father God, whether it's physical, whether it's spiritual, whether it's financial, Father God, whether it's mental, Father God, you're the God that meets us right where we're at. So we praise you and give you glory for all you've done, what you're doing, and everything you're going to do. Now be with us as we fellowship together. Bless the food we're going to partake of downstairs and the fellowship time together. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.